Hey guys, this is Shelf Medicating. I'm Maddie.
I'm Savannah.
I'm Ellie.
I'm Macy.
And welcome to Book Club. This month we read Shark Heart, much to Ellie's dismay.
Don't worry, guys. I didn't read it.
So. The author is Emily Habeck. So yeah, we're going to discuss that. We also are going to do a little review discussion, just chat about a book called To Be Human by Cleo DeVitas. She's a listener of ours. She sent us this book and it's lovely and we can't wait to discuss it and talk about our favorite poems out of it. So yeah, first of all, what's everyone up to?
Oh,
woof.
I know. Again,
another month.
Well, dead of summer. Did something kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got back from New Mexico with my family and it was lovely. The weather was super great. We rented side by sides. I don't know if you guys know what those are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you take it up like all these trails up a mountain. And we hiked and it was so fun. I did not drive. Well, I drove actually the last little bit, but we all like kind of switched off. We had like a 4-seater and a 2-seater. And so we all like went up the mountain. It was like so rocky, but then we went on back down it. And Christian was like, let's go and go. And like went to bed away from my family. And we were flying down this mountain. And it was so fun and like scary. But like, I don't know why. I probably shouldn't trust him with like all things motor, like vehicles, but I just do. And so we were like having such a good time. And he said something so sweet. It's like core memory, of course, now because I just take everything to heart. But he was like, it was so fun. Like I was like going so fast and like having a blast, and he was like, and just like look over and like you were like giggling and like so excited. Aww. He was like, you could have been like scared or like telling me to stop, but it was just like cool to, like you were like in it with me. And I was like, what did you do? I was like, I am unwell. And he's like, oh my gosh. But
that's
it was
really
like
sweet,
yeah,
though.
It was so that's fun. So and like sweet. Him and my dad went, and I guess like they had a great time. Like it was just like such a good day. Yeah, and then the rest of the time was really fun.
Good.
So yeah, a little family vacay.
Yeah, I'm craving a vacation right now.
Same.
We're staying at my parents' house this weekend, which kind of feels like a little staycation, you know?
Yeah.
Just to get, like, out of your own house. It feels nice. But, yeah, I'm just craving, like, mountain air, mm-hmm. you know?
It was truly lovely.
Yeah.
We had a great deck and, like, reading. It was just the mm-hmm. best.
Yeah. I think because of how hot it is, I just, like, want to be anywhere else that is, even if it is this hot, just mm-hmm. that there's
anywhere else, yeah.
something different to do. That yeah. is maybe indoors.
Yeah.
Or by the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. something.
I feel like a lot of people have gone to the beach this year, but yeah. the sharks are like crazy.
I know.
No one did it with our book. Like,
yeah.
That it's like kind of crazy.
The sharks and the riptide, apparently.
Yeah. It's just like not. And crazy. I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, just like who I follow, but it seems like everyone's going. So I'm like, it's just kind of a crazy year for like everyone to go and then it like not be that good.
I hate having a fully developed cortex because I'm like, I'm too scared to get in the ocean now.
Yeah.
Flesh so eating true. Bacteria, sharks, can't do it. I used to be so carefree.
Yeah, truly. Me too.
I know. I went to camp.
That was fun.
Gosh, why did we glaze over that?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you not about text it? For a week?
I think I maybe.
I saw your
like,
location was crazy. Number four.
Oh, that was supposed to be turned off.
Oh, I think maybe.
Savannah's like, I
posted
it.
I know exactly
it.
Where you are. No, I will say it like stayed the same. Like I think you remember to turn it off like on your way there or something because
it
was like in a random town, but like it stayed there the whole time.
Yes.
And it was like in the middle of a road or something.
Actually, we're supposed to turn it off before we go, but you can't use your map services if it's off, and I can't get there by memory. Like I don't know how to get there.
No.
So I have to turn it on to get there and then turn it off. But
okay.
It obviously then. The show's where I'm at.
Yeah, right. But it's not like I was gonna.
But I think everyone
route.
Does that. No, I know. It's obviously like she has to tell us to turn it off because mm-hmm. it's confidential. But
for sure.
No,
she knows.
I don't know if everyone really does.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. I don't know if I really texted y'all, but I think I responded or like liked a couple messages or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was. I mean, usual.
Mm-hmm.
Usual camp. But
how long is it?
A week.
Okay.
But I had to come home a day early because I didn't have enough leave to get off the Friday.
Okay.
So I came home Thursday night, but yeah, it was good.
Good.
That's about it though.
Mm-hmm.
Your nails are amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know you did them yourself, so I'm very impressed.
I am impressed.
Very Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze.
Yeah. I feel like the chrome is like still kind of there, but not as like much of a.
That's why I hate to pay for chrome because it comes off so much.
Well, but like
charge.
The popularity of it.
Oh, yeah,
like, I think it's
still
like it's not. but not as much as it was when it first started. Yeah. You know,
my favorite nails ever were my chrome ones.
I just feel like it adds, like, this color before I put the chrome on, I kind of was like, eh.
Yeah,
I don't know if I love it. It was really purple.
Yeah,
but then adding the chrome, I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I look great.
I want to kind of try to start doing more fun things. Like, I want some stickers or.
Yeah, it is time for you to level up.
Yeah.
You've really kept up your nails for, like, years now, doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Really,
the fact that me and Maddie both bought the stuff, went through the phase, and have given up, and you're still going, is impressive.
Mm-hmm. If I liked getting my nails done, I don't think I
would.
That's
true. You, like, hate doing it.
Genuinely hate it, so.
Things have been just, it's hot, and there's nothing to do, and I feel like, just like you guys, I want to get out of this place. I want to, like, go on a trip or buy new clothes or cut my hair. Like, I'm just kind of, like, bored, and it feels like summer's passing me by. And
yeah, I know, it's already July.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I will say, with going out of town, you realize how old you are and, like, how you just like being home, because, like, I've been, like, icing my face in the morning, and, like, I just didn't want to go get an ice cube at this random Airbnb. Like, you just, like, I was, like, so dying for my skincare routine, and, like, just having everything in one place, and I don't know, and my dogs, of course, because we're freaks, but, like, just, like, your own bed, just, like, there are some things, man, like, but packing everything, the laundry, it's just, like, there's some times where I'm, like, the skincare routine alone was, like, too much.
Yeah.
I hate being, like, when I was little, I used to think I could be someone who traveled all the time.
Yeah.
The dogs, man.
The, like, dogs, man.
I can't believe the way I miss my dog.
It's ridiculous.
Like, stupid. I know.
I'm so, like, so sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, homesick for your pet so much.
No, and I know.
The people who are gone, like, 99% of the year, I'm like, you must just not have a pet. There's no way. Because well, that, like, is so sad.
Mm-hmm. The pressure change, like, ruined my eye cream. I'm pissed. Like, I don't, like, how do you, like, living out of a suitcase and, like, everything popping? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And, of course, yeah, the dogs. But, you know, it does get hard. And, like, I just had to clean the whole house because we, like, had someone staying. And, like, it just, like, is so much work. And then, like, just, like, the thought that I don't have anywhere else to go the rest of the summer is kind of nice. So, you know, I guess I had been, so it helps. But, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really jealous of your Savannah trip. I know we need to do Charlotte and somewhere new. But, like, also the four of us have got to take on that town.
Yeah.
It's just such a perfect little place.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
It genuinely just... it's the perfect
location. I want to be so wealthy that I have a summer place there. I want to just spend the summer there.
I know.
It's by the ocean, also cute town, but, like, not too beach towny. I'm assuming, like, it's, like, an actual town, you know?
Perfect.
It's not, like,
it was, I felt like Tybee was, like, the cutest little funky, like, area. Yeah. It was so sweet.
Yeah. I'm always excited to go back there.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm also on my sourdough journey.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I don't have much to say, but it's fun. I'm liking it. Ellie made the joke when she got here that she, like, started the process, and then I took it over and just ran with it.
But, like, I was like, I, like, slowly walked, and Maddie is sprinting.
I can't be stopped. But I'm not getting tired of the sourdough. But it's just, like, you make a loaf, and then it's, like, it's stale by day three. And
yeah,
I'm like, what am I going to do with all this bread?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to do, like, make different things with the sourdough starter, like focaccia or the bagels or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because now I'm like, okay, I've done sourdough. What else can I do? But
you should bring them to your neighbors.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They would love that. I would love a fresh loaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I can start baking them for other people.
I think you can make cookies with it, too.
Yes, you can.
But see, I'm like, cookies are perfect.
I know.
Let's not mess with those.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that, like, literal, sorry I'm even saying it, horror story that graced the internet years ago where a girl made bread out of her yeast from her yeast infection?
Oh, sick. Yeah,
how can I forget? That was sick.
It's so, I'm like, if you get bored, you could try something like that.
What did they call it?
I can't say the word. P-U-S-S-Y bread or something.
Oh, I thought it had another weird word with it. Good. Like, that word.
And another word?
Maybe. I don't know. Jeez. Maybe it was just that.
Maybe that sourdough, because that is gross
sick.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
so true. Okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's triggering.
Was that a 2020 thing?
I was like, I swear, like, I a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah.
Like, I think it had to have been 2020. Then. People were desperate.
Yeah.
She had to do something.
Yeah. Hopefully she's in an asylum getting help. But
Okay. Sav, do you want to read our summary of Shark Heart?
Sure. This was my pick, kind of. I found it. I stumbled upon her on my Goodreads, and Yeah, so that's how we got here today.
I hope at least one of you got here with us. I really do.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For Lewis and Wren, their first year of marriage is also their last. A few weeks after their wedding, Lewis receives a rare diagnosis. He will retain most of his consciousness, memories, and intellect, but his physical body will gradually turn into a great white shark. As Lewis develops the features and impulses of one of the most predatory creatures in the ocean, his complicated artist heart struggles to make peace with his unfulfilled dreams. At first, Wren internally resists her husband's fate. Is there a way for them to be together after Lewis changes? Then, a glimpse of Lewis's developing carnivorous nature activates long-repressed memories for Wren, whose story facilitates between her childhood living on a houseboat in Oklahoma, her time with her college ex-girlfriend, and her unusual friendship with a woman pregnant with twin birds. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do our one by one, our overall thoughts.
Yes.
Raising my hand.
Yeah.
Before you guys start, I have to say, the reason I didn't read it was because you guys were going to be able to we're going to be recording when I was gone.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why, listeners, I'm the failure of the group. Then I started to try to listen to it because we rescheduled our recording, and I was like, okay, well, my Libby thing expired, but I found it on audio on Spotify, so I attempted. Audio is not the way to read this book. It was so confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't understand the scenes. I just And I also wasn't interested, but I was gonna try. Audio wasn't it.
That is my
agreed. Disclaimer.
Agreed.
Go on.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about it though, because the little bit that I did listen to, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
So
listen, it's really good. It really is.
I saw Savannah's mm-hmm. rating.
It so rocked my socks off.
Yeah. I loved it.
It was like the best book I've read in a long time.
I agree.
Yeah. It is written in a very unique way, yes. And that is why audio, if you're on the fence about reading this
kind
book,
of, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. So.
Yeah. He's a playwright, so there are like, they really keep you interested by kind of switching up the way that the scenes are portrayed. So some, it's almost as if you're watching the story as a play. Some, it's just the dialogue. It's written really interestingly, but the story was like, I really was afraid it was going to be almost like body horror. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's like tastes of that, but the story at its core is really
beautiful
mm-hmm. and emotional, and I thought it was really good.
Same. I was so curious about it from the beginning, so I think I was like ready to give it a chance, but I did audio a little bit and then I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
so definitely read it physical because of the way it's written. But I loved, like, I was like sick at times because I like could feel like mm-hmm. them, like, they're losing like their person.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole other half of how Wren grew up. Mm-hmm. And that part is shocking. That was by mm-hmm. far, the last half was by far my favorite part. Same, personally. Yeah. It was so just like raw and like such a weird way of like, it was so sad. Like it was like losing somebody, but like, and like there was just times where it felt so like isolating. Like when he's literally a shark in the ocean, and like,
so he does, it has have a human brain though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The scene of him swimming off from her, I kid you not,
it was, I think I was literally
in bed with like tears like falling onto the covers, mm-hmm. like pouring out of my eyes. Yeah. I mean, imagine being married for a year and like,
that's mm-hmm. the problem, like, that the I have with life. It though. I couldn't, like, in the audio, I want to know how far I got. I didn't just listen to a couple chapters. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I did really try. But when it would be he'd be like, I have this rare diagnosis, great white shark.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was kind of interesting to like the people. I thought it would be like, oh my gosh, he's the only one, and that's not the case.
Okay, that's at all. I think what,
so you have
I
to go in like knowing it's a thing.
That made it almost like more believable.
Yeah,
because it wasn't like, what the heck is happening? It was like, we live in a society where this is something happens. That can happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
That was a morph. Key for making this book work.
And for sure, I appreciated that.
I can see where that was important because. Yeah. It was weird to me.
And it's like, his is one of the worst because it like happens quickly and like mm-hmm. obviously you have to go to the water, but mm-hmm. you learn from the first half that there's, or the second half, there's no really, obviously mm-hmm. there's no good one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
right.
Maddie, you want to give your thoughts?
Yeah, I also loved it, and I agree with everything that's been said. I thought it was so unique, so entertaining. It was like heartbreaking and also funny at some points. Like, they had moments where they, like, made light of it, and also times where, like, it was the most devastating thing ever, and they both, like, couldn't believe what was happening. And it was hard because they were both going through it, obviously, but Lewis was experiencing it in such a different way, where he was most of the time trying to accept it and know that this is his fate, like, moving on with his life in the ocean. And Rin was still like, well, now, like, I'm the one being left. And he was like, I'm gonna have this whole other life without you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just so entertaining. I agree, like, the second half of the book was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That point where you are so into this story, and even I didn't get it, you guys. Like, even when Angela was her name, right?
Yeah.
She was, like, having, like, these pains and stuff. I was like, she's hot sick. And
cold.
Yeah. I was like, what is going on with her? And then they gave the diagnosis of, like, reptile. I was like, holy crap.
You find out that Rin's mom was raised by a woman who had a reptile Komodo dragon mutation. So it's like this thing she's going through with her, what's his name?
Lewis.
Lewis is like, it's actually not the first time she's been through this.
Yeah.
Her mom turned into a Komodo dragon.
Like, while she was being grown up, or while she was raising
her. The flashbacks throughout the book are incredible after you, like, realize what's happening. Because at first, like, she has an issue with... You think that she's almost,
like, abusive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, locks herself in the closet when she's a kid, when her mom's freaking out. And you think she just grew up with this, like, horrible mother.
But it
was because her mother was, like, ransacking the house and destroying things because she was a Komodo dragon.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. And there's one time she's like, I never told Lewis, so, like, I came home from Christmas break earlier, like, my mom didn't even recognize me, or I came home and, like, the house was, like, an absolute disaster because, like, she literally is a dragon.
And the mom kills the neighbor's golden
retriever.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, comes with a bloody collar and Ren's like, you killed someone's pet. And she's like, I think it was a stray, because she, like, feels bad. She, like, goes back and forth.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to read it just for that.
Oh, it was.
Well, yeah. That was honestly a small tidbit, so, yeah. But yes.
But yeah, I thought it was just so good. Like, seriously, my jaw dropped at that point. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is the best book I've ever read.
So who's the woman with the twin birds?
So she meets a woman at the gym.
Because she starts swimming, so she seriously wants to stay with Lewis, like, as a great white.
I think I maybe got to the point where she met that woman.
Yeah. Yes.
Was she
the tiny pregnant woman?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and she ends up befriending her, but then she finds out that woman is pregnant with birds, and it's basically like you learn that if you have the mutation where you're pregnant with birds, birds claw their way out of their eggs.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're pregnant, they'll claw their way out of you. So the woman ends up dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she like knows she is. Like, she knows that she will.
And that was almost like, I think, symbolic for, like, a woman's sacrifice. And as a mother, because it was very much like she knew she was going to die, but, like, because of her religion, she was not going to abort the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was like more almost like allegorical about childbearing years and women and the, like, sacrifice as a mother. And
yeah, like, the mind of this author was insane, like, to come up with the story and to make it work in such a beautiful way.
Yeah. And it, like, it only takes about 30 pages where all of a sudden you're like, yeah, he's got the mutation.
Like, I'm
not crazy anymore, you just understand it.
Yeah, like, the first time where he was, like, being diagnosed, I was like, chuckled. I'm like, this is gonna be a great podcast, like, we're gonna laugh and dance like a part. And I was like, oh,
and now I'm
my
sad.
God I can't move on.
But yeah, Rin, like, buys scuba equipment and goes to the lake every single day and tries to learn to scuba because she has this great plan where she's like, no, he's always been the dreamer in our marriage, now I'm gonna be a dreamer, I'm gonna, like, stay with him, I'm gonna still know him. And, like, obviously that doesn't work, he's going to be a shark.
Yeah.
And that it's so heart-wrenching to, like, see her realize it's not going to pan out.
Yeah. So do they not end up together?
No.
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
No. Really?
I mean, yeah, they can. She's got to go to the ocean.
But being pregnant though with his kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she has, and she names her Joy, right?
He turned into a shark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but no, they don't end up together. He literally...
I thought that they surely would somehow make it work.
Mm-mm. And this is the part that I, like, it was, like, bothering me. So he meets, he's, like, alone, literally, like, so depressed. He, like, just wants to die weeks, because, like, he's just, like, swimming around. Like, he's trying literally to kill himself
by not eating.
So he has a human brain.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he meets another shark who had the same mutation, but she's, like, what, she was like 14 when it happened or something. So, like, they, like, don't get along. Like, she's like, she's 21
and he's like in his 30s.
Yeah. But he's like, gets so freaking annoyed with her, like, he, like, can't stand her at some points. But then, like, they go off and, like, don't hang out for a while, and then he, like, finds her. He's like, I literally have to have somebody.
Yeah,
my then companion. They get along better. So they end up, he ends up having a companion.
But they say they're more like brother sister.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's sweet. He was like, the whole time he was really afraid about forgetting Ren, and so Ren's whole thing will be like, say my name, say who I am to yourself so you don't forget me. And then in the second half we learn that like that was what her mother had like tried to do with her, like, oh, say my name, like, yeah, say who I am. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah,
we also learn that Ren's mom's mutation is like pretty awful, and they either basically get euthanized or go to live
in like a jungle somewhere.
Yeah, but also like
they made that zoo. Like she could,
yeah, 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 but they made that sound like not like a good option. No. So Ren, mm-hmm, decides to have her mom like euthanized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy moly. Yeah.
And she says the last time that she went to see her, she was like destroying another animal. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't, it wasn't like a happy goodbye. It, yeah, was like horrible.
She was like, yeah, gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like she goes past and like all the names were like George, Henry, that part, you know, like all these other people. Yeah.
And mind you, really, it's crazy. Like, it's way more emotional because the second half we learn about Ren's mother as a child. She's got crappy parents. She meets up with some guy, gets pregnant, so has a baby at like 17 with an abusive father.
Oh my gosh.
But then like raises this baby on her own as like, mm-hmm, a strong woman. But then she gets this mutation whenever her baby, like Ren, is like one. And
George.
So
I forgot, yeah, George, about George.
Yeah,
Ren's,
so it's
kind of like that, stepdad.
Yeah, yeah, there's like, it's based in Oklahoma, this part, Angela's part is. So like she meets these like, it was like a Native American like, mm-hmm, family, and they like live on this like, mm-hmm, land with their tribe, I guess. And they like basically take her in because the guy is named Marcos, I can't remember. He lives on a houseboat. He's a loser. He's a freak. But that's the guy who gets her pregnant.
Okay.
And so he like, they're done basically. And so like she raises Ren with this family.
Okay.
But her and George like fall in love basically. But then
the mom and George.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then the mom gets the, yeah, mutation. She's like, so she like kind of blocks, like cuts him off. Eventually, right? Because she,
yeah,
knows,
yeah, like he's George, like loves he's reptiles persistent, and, yeah, snakes and stuff, and he's like, no, I'll keep you, I'll train in you, and she's like, I'll kill you.
Yeah. Mm. So then, like, but it all circles back where Ren eventually like sees George again, and like, okay, when she has her baby, like that's like, aww, they connect that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he like met someone else, I think. I don't know. That's a whole like sweet part of the story.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like he was like so good to Angela, is the mom's name, and like she ended up like having to,
wow,
like,
yeah,
cut him off, kind of. Mm-hmm. But like Ren like remembers parts of George, okay, and then she's like trying to think back of like who he actually is. But
and like when
they, I guess it, they're at a funeral. Is it Angela's that they meet? Because, yeah, she is master. Like they meet back.
Because George is
like,
this,
if you ever need anything, let me know.
I don't
remember.
Or was
it somebody else's? It, or no, it was her grandpa. Funeral. Like her grandpa.
Yeah,
he was, that a sounds normal, right, human being.
I don't think it was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So they like reconnect that way, but
okay. So I feel like this is just me asking you guys questions, but
no, that's fine.
It's provoking conversation.
Yeah.
So like in the chapters and stuff, the scenes, is that, I heard you guys saying it's like two books in one. Is it like a play that he's written?
It's basically, Lewis is like a,
he's a high school
romantic, wistful teacher, artist, and, yeah, he always, yeah, wanted to be a playwright. So it's just like sometimes when it's more his perspective and his mind, mm-hmm, life is written like a play because that's, yeah, just kind of how he sees life.
Because I feel like Angela's part wasn't that, I don't remember it being that play,
no,
based.
Mm-hmm. It's really only whenever Lewis is a human and Lewis is like coping with this diagnosis that they do the like scene,
yeah, yeah,
play don't focus situation on that
too much.
It's like, no, it's just the way it was written. Yeah. I didn't think too much about it. And okay, I don't even know if there's like a distinct line between like, mm-hmm, Angela's story and,
no, it says part two, oh, Angela.
Okay. 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 Yeah.
So that's like when the second half of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't discredit, the first part's slower,
yeah,
and it's sad because it's really a slow burn of him transforming. But like Ren and Lewis's love story and how Ren sticks by Lewis till the end is so sad, mm-hmm, and so heartbreaking. And
the
like,
fact that she like knows what to kind of expect and, yeah, do. And
she like puts a pool in the backyard and he's like, I'm just going to sleep out here tonight. But there's like one night where he's already like pretty much a shark and he's like, will you get in here and cuddle with me? And they like cuddle in the bathtub because he just like wants to be close to her.
So does he ever try to like attack her as a shark?
Yeah.
Though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He attacks, yeah, a man at his going away party, mm-hmm, at his school. And that's kind of when they know it's time.
Yeah.
But because he's really hungry, she has to like get him, yeah, like tons and tons of food all the, yeah, time because he's like starving.
A, yeah, part that was like some comic relief or like just like relatable is when they like go to the doctor, if it's like a good visit or a bad visit, they go to Whataburger.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think like that was, it was sweet. She was like, definitely got Whataburger that day. And then like one, you're just like so sad because he was like a crazy person. And she's like, not a Whataburger day. And, aww, it was just so sad. But like, once again, like being in like Texas, Oklahoma, because they lived in,
yeah,
Dallas, I think.
Yeah.
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 So. It's also so gut-wrenching because he is kind of like, because he's so wistful whenever he leaves her, he's like, no, I'm starting a new life, this is gonna be okay, you're gonna be okay. And then he swims off and she leaves and she's like horribly sad, and he's gone for like 20 minutes, and then it goes back to his perspective and he's like, why did I leave her, I can't find her, like I should still be with Ren. And he like immediately regrets it.
Yeah. Like, he regrets it. Ren's on the beach for like days,
yeah, and then she like meets up a, with random a random guy trucker.
And he's like no, I mean he's like fine, but she's like, this is gross, like I can't do this, like she was like, I'm not gonna be able to do this.
That's, there's also a whole subpart about like she had a relationship with one of her professors in college. Yeah. Doesn't really
get like, into it. It's just she kept the, it was a woman, and she kept asking like about Ren's childhood, or like not childhood, just like about her family, and like she gets weird about it.
Yeah, Ren like wasn't ready to open so up
she,
about yeah it.
At that point she just like kind of cuts her off, but they have like a nice little
rendezvous.
Rendezvous little.
That's crazy.
You learn a lot about Ren and about Angela.
Yeah.
Even though it's based off of like Lewis's
experience.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, like I said, like the last half, I liked it from the beginning, but like it added a whole new element to the story.
So. It was really like vibey the second half. Like just maybe because it was Oklahoma, I could just see it all so clearly.
And they like make her like love interest seem like so like romanticized, you know, like he's Italian or something. I mean, they act like he's like some like hotshot, and then he's like turns into like not being great, you know.
He's just like a druggie. Like
okay,
this just like keeps you interested,
huh?
And so I love the short chapters
that they did look short. I did,
and I feel like on audio you obviously can't appreciate that as much, but like when you're reading it, I could like do a few pages and then put it down. And
there's also a whole right back thing in because I guess just part of Lewis being a dreamer, he like always wanted to build like an elaborate treehouse in their backyard, and it was just like his thing. And before he gets the mutation, she's almost like annoyed because he like won't focus on anything. He's just got like these drawings of treehouses. And then
I remember that
when she gives birth, the daughter, when she's like 5 or 6, just like randomly one day was like, I want to build a treehouse. And like it's like you see how much of Lewis is in joy.
Oh, that's sad.
It's so good. You gotta read it.
It's really a good book, everybody.
It really is. And I think you can still, like, I know we gave everything away, but I feel like you could still read it and, like, appreciate the parts that, like...
Well, honestly,
I'm trying to think of a part where Angela's, or Ren's, like, can't stand being in a closet, or, like, you just, like, don't realize, like, she's, like, I just remember, like, breathing through, like, clothes and, like, trying to, and it's because, like, they, like, had a whole, like... It was kind of like when you get ready for a tornado. Like, they had a whole system of, like, her door being locked, and they, like... And her and her mom were so close. Like, it was so
close.
That part was hard too.
Like, she loved no one more than Ren.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, awful. Man, it makes you also I was like squeezing Logan a little harder at night. Like, I'm like, thank God
you're
kidding. Don't turn into a shark.
And him just swimming into the abyss, like just like not having.
He does end up. He's not so like bad. He doesn't have another romantic interest, but he tells his friend that he meets all about Ren, and then Ren will like repeat it back to him to like keep Ren's or the woman will repeat it back to keep Ren's memory alive. Like they and have then a good they little. End up like they're on a quest to swim to like they've heard about like a colony of sharks that are all mutations, so that they can like go find other people that are like also people. So you like know that, I mean, it's not the same, but like Lewis has his own kind of new happiness.
I liked the ending. I probably wouldn't change anything, but of course I like love the tragic like cliffhanger. At the end I wanted Joy to be like, Mom, what are these scary?
I was waiting for her to be worried about her.
Yeah, like, Mom, I have wings.
And I know that she does.
You know it's coming.
Something's coming. Because I think they
even told
at one point said skip a generation.
That it was dangerous that she was pregnant given her history, her family history.
Wow.
And then Lewis in the mix,
Yep.
Not good.
We're thankful Joy's here. Brain can't take freak. Another mutation.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. So good. Anything else?
I can't wait to hear who you guys cast for this.
I
kind of struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
No one seemed perfect enough.
No. I know. I feel like mine are like not going to do them justice, but.
Yeah.
They're pretty like normal people, which kind of helped.
Yeah.
Me? He turns into a
Just your average joke. It is like crazy how quickly into it though. You're like just reading, and you're like, oh, I wonder if it's gonna take a while, and then it'll be like a day after he found out, and it'll be like, my nose is now flat and full of cartilage. Yeah. I'm like,
that was like his first sign, and I was like, like I just knew already, you know.
And he had to eventually be in a wheelchair because like one of his legs would like mold into the other.
I got to the part his nose was fully flat, and he maybe did something happen with his arms or upper body first?
He hurt a lot too. Yeah.
Okay, it was painful. He was in pain. I don't know if something else had
his
kind
of... His teeth started falling out to get his...
And his skin teeth. Was, like, sharp.
That sandpapery. No,
that she was, like, I couldn't touch him because it was, like, one way would be smooth and the other way would be sharp.
Yes. Or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, it was the skin.
Yeah.
Barf.
Yeah. I know.
Rough time for Rin.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a better
Justice
wife than
for
I.
Rin. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have
Better
ran.
Human being.
Toodaloo.
Better wife. Better daughter.
Honestly, yeah. Okay, so we're just going to cast Lewis and Rin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to cast it Angela, but she's, I don't know, can't. It's too late. I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I unfortunately, we talked about it relating to Tusk, so I had to do Justin Long as my Lewis, just because it was the only thing I had.
Good.
Yeah, he's actually good, too, I think.
I like it more than mine.
I don't like mine very much.
Who's yours?
He could be artistic.
Okay, your guys are gonna think I'm crazy, but I don't think this man is attractive. I don't think that Lewis was very cute. He was just like, you
just
know,
like a dork.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'll look up y'all's people after you say him, just so we have a little.
You'll know.
Where
you'll know
phone.
Who I am.
I know.
There they are.
There they are.
Mine is Jeremy Allen White.
Oh.
He kind of has a little sharkiness to him.
I love that man.
I was trying to pick someone. I think he's not very cute.
I think he's very attractive in the weirdest way. So
He gives shots.
He gives great light. Yeah. You've given me an idea now that I'll say that it's not who I chose. I chose Daniel Radcliffe. For some reason, he gives me...
He's done, like, indie movies, so
dorky,
I can see him doing
professor,
it.
Professor, whatever. Yeah. But when you just said Jeremy Allen White, it unlocked it, like, maybe Barry Keoghan.
Okay,
He's kind of sharky.
Yeah, for
very
sure.
Sharky.
It's because of his...
All these rodents.
I really was. I mean, you know, some people look like animals. I really was trying to pick someone that kind of looked like a little sharky.
No, he could do it.
Honestly, he does. He fits the best.
Yeah, like Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy, Have a Girl.
That's when I told Ryan that we were reading this and I was like, I'm going to try and read it. He was like, so you're going to cast Shark Boy and Lava Girl, right? And I was like, I guess.
My mind doesn't go there. It's funny.
My back was. My back was
like,
obviously.
I was way more serious and focused.
A lot more sophisticated.
I'm like, he said what now?
Yeah.
Like, clearly he doesn't read literature. What was your backup, somebody?
Lenny from Shark Tales.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He didn't have Bruce in him, but he had some Lenny.
Yeah, definitely
now,
Lenny.
I actually struggled more with Rin.
Me too. I struggle with Rin.
She's like so little and proper, but like obviously she's tough because she handled this stuff with her husband.
Yeah.
I don't like mine. All I could come up with was Emma Watson.
I don't like it.
And I think just because of Hermione and Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, duh,
I don't like it.
I can see Rin in my mind. I just don't know who it is.
Same.
I chose, which she's deceased for quite some time now, so I don't know why I chose her, but I couldn't get her out of my head, is Carolyn Bessett Kennedy.
Okay.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Love her. Stunning woman. But I just thought that, and like I was trying to, again, with the people looking like animals.
Yeah, I am.
Like, I kind of wanted Rin to look like a little bird.
That's, I think, why I was struggling so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bird-like.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I thought so,
I wasn't kinda. Going with bird, so.
Yeah.
My age gap between the couple is gonna do me in, but.
There's always one.
Daisy Edgar-Jones.
Oh, wait, I kind of like her.
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah. I always say this, but I kept seeing Emma Watson, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want someone, like, a little more not so, like.
Yeah,
girly, you know, like little kid. Even though Emma's older than this girl, but I was okay with finding that pick. But I wanted someone that was like not like, you know, like Jennifer Lawrence. Like I wanted someone like not so well known, but like when you don't have it in your head immediately, and like you're just trying to find somebody, it's hard.
You couldn't like.
But there's a 20-year gauge.
It's so silly, but like their appearance was so not important the whole time that it's.
I
like,
remember she had brown hair, so we all.
She seemed just like a mousy kind of boring person
because she felt that way, and then he was sweet and
I'm like I choose myself.
I mean.
Knew you were gonna say that. Mousy lame.
I'm like yeah, he's really like,
yeah.
Brown perfect. Hair
yeah unremarkable.
Well I think they're all great.
Yeah. Thanks. And then Angela was like, had blonde hair. I just like pictured like this like blonde with a white sundress.
I'm
just
picturing like Angela from The Office.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Put some respect on her name. She lived on a boat.
Yeah. And I don't know who I'm picturing, but.
She was cool.
She was cool. Very hippie
kind of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did not look at your Goodreads review, so I'm excited. Yeah,
I don't think I did it yet. I wasn't very sure.
I tried to wait a while before I did mine, so just so you wouldn't see.
I am going with a 4.
Nice.
I did a 5. I really liked it. Yeah. I haven't had a book like it gave remarkably bright, creature-y, Midnight Library. Like, I just needed like a good
nightmare book.
Yeah. Marine life. No, but it was so good.
Yeah, it turns out that's what I need for a good book. It's marine life.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking animals.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a 4.5.
Perfect.
Sweet.
So what is it? 4.75?
Sure.
Should be. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
That's our highest ever.
No way.
Every summer after or something like that.
No, I truly probably think 4.75 really? Is 100. That's cool.
Well, yeah.
It's because we didn't have Ellie's negative review dragging it. Yeah. I was wondering if we should do, like, when someone DNFs, if we should, like, put it in as, like, a 2. But then, like, it could be circumstantial of your life, not that you hated the book, so no, I didn't want to hurt it.
And there's a chance I could have liked it if I would have finished it.
Yeah.
So.
Its rating on Goodreads is a 4. So it's a good, solid book. Yeah. And like all the reviews, if you read it, are like the same. They're like, I didn't want, like, I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
It needs more credit. Like, it needs a better cover. It needs more press. It needs like a PR flip because it's so good.
It's so good.
Did any of you get the physical copy?
No.
No.
Darn.
I know.
I have a Barnes & Noble gift card, though. I could buy it for myself. Like,
it needs a new cover. I like it for now, but it does need a new cover.
I'll put it back on my Libby Holds. It was a long wait, kind of.
It was
not horrible though, so I'll put it back and I'll try it again.
You know what it might need is a new name also.
Sharkheart. It needs a new name.
It's not even about the shark.
No, it's really not.
It needs something else. I don't know what, but we'll help you, Emily.
I get it, because I think in her head the premise is so crazy you need to read it based on the premise.
I like how she called it a love story beneath, like, it needs that. I like the little flowers. It does give, like, Oklahoma, Texas.
We've been on our Oklahoma book.
Yeah,
we're so weird. It's so crazy.
Like, the last 3, right, have mentioned Oklahoma at least. That's, like, that's weird.
That is really weird.
Oh, and his last name was Woodard, who is my sister's last name.
Yeah. Which I thought that was weird. Cause it's not, like, a crazy common name.
Huh.
I thought that was weird, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I just relate to this book so much. Okay. Shall do we want to read or not? Read
talk about the poem
poems
yeah let's go yeah. let's go there
okay
yeah so the book is called To Be Human. The author is Cleo DeVitis. Such a cute little cover.
So cute.
That was upside down.
Such a cute little book.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So we all read it and we're all gonna say give our favorite poems.
Yeah. And also, I have been mutuals with Cleo on Instagram for a while. We're just like online buddies. I love the stuff she writes. She comments on stuff I write. She listens to the pod. And I'm like so proud of a friend I've never met. It's like such a beautiful book. Everything is so well written. I could like, it's the kind of thing you could read it over and over again and find new things you like every time.
Yeah.
I just recently followed her. Hi, Cleo, if you're listening. And she is a good follow. Like,
she has great content.
Yeah, her graphics of her poems, and then the little, like, what would you call that when she does the little dots of color?
Oh, like the paint swatch.
Yes.
I love
They're just so cute and like so relatable and aesthetically pleasing, and it's just like a good follow that, I don't know, it just like brings joy, and her life looks sweet, and she's just fun to follow. So it was very sweet that she sent us this book, and it's such a good book, and definitely suggest looking into it and getting it.
I found 2 that I just thought were really sweet. This one's called You Are a Bright Spot. Should I read the whole thing?
It's short.
Okay. It says, you may not be able to energize the sun or give fireflies, traffic lights, and neon signs their glow, but you sure can light up a room and spark someone's soul back to hope.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
I know. And then this one's just called The 10-Word Poem, and it says, hearing you tell your stories is like unwrapping a gift.
Oh
my gosh.
That is really cute.
Like, I just want to tell somebody that.
Yeah, I love that.
It's so sweet.
I feel like my favorite section is part 2, which is, like, human performing. I say that all the time, that, like, I treat life like a stage and it's exhausting. So all of the ones in that part are like, I feel them close to my heart. But this one, in her own little world, oh, there she is. Woo, we found her again. She keeps getting lost in that silly little mind of hers, and it's hurting how she sees the rest of us. Isn't that good?
Like, that's really, like, really good.
You know, romanticizing people and places. Yeah. Life?
Yes.
I found two that I liked. The first one's called That's Enough. Says, you do not need to be a full garden. You are enough as a single flower. You do not need to make my cup overflow. You are enough as a single drop. You do not need to be the whole rainbow. You are enough as a single color. Funny enough, you are the garden, the overflow, and the rainbow.
Sweet.
I know. And then the other one is just called Empath, which I am absolutely an empath, so this one resonates very strongly. It says, I'll try on your shoes, even if they're too large, even if my toes don't reach all the way, even if they're too small, even if I'm barely able to squeeze in or lace them up all at all. I'll gladly walk your path, see the faces you greet, the strangers you happen to meet. I'll be grateful to know what it's like to be in your place, to gain the perspective of your life's timeline.
Mm-hmm. Really sweet.
I thought that one was really sweet.
She's really good.
She's great. She's incredible.
Mine is Winks from Heaven, an open spot in a crowded parking lot, a surprise text from the friend who's been on your mind too, a traffic-free commute to work, and on the house dessert, a not-so-subtle coincidence that makes you jerk your head to the sky, full of wonder, and a whisper, God, was that you?
Question. Oh my gosh. They all make so me kind of want to cry.
I know. Like, I need to read one a day.
Mm-hmm. If I get these tattooed on my body.
Yeah. If you see some captions, I'll tag you.
Yeah. Very sweet. I'll be so purchasing sweet. When I get home.
Yeah, absolutely. Buy the book. It's beautiful for your shelf, and it, like, is the kind of thing you could, like, just open up to a random page and get a little daily devotional. Like, they're just all very motivational and sweet, and I'm sure it's the first of many, many books of poetry that she'll put out, so.
She's got to put out more.
Yeah.
So good.
Love it. Okay, what else did you guys read this month?
Squat.
Yeah.
Struggling. I'm in a bad rut.
I'm in a bad rut because all I've been doing is watching Love Island, and I'm not sorry about it.
I was going to propose that we should have, like,
I need to get on
like
train.
Corner of the Villa portion of the podcast or something. I know they don't watch, but just like a little recap for those who do. We can make it brief. Here's what me and Maddie will say. We love Rob, but he's acting. He's acting like a bit of a baby in the recent times, but he's still hot. I actually love the overalls.
Love the overalls.
Can't believe I do.
All right, I saw a picture of that. It was scary.
Don't knock until you try. Yeah. My girls this year, Janae,
love
lover.
Janae.
You know, Kaylor, her and Aaron, there has to be one couple that's married, and I'm glad it's them.
Yeah, they're sweet.
I really like Aaron. Like, I watched Aaron on UK Traders, so I already knew him. So, yeah, he won the UK Traders as a faithful. Wow. Yeah, he's a sweet boy. So, yeah, I like Kendall as well. I think he's fine.
I like Kendall too. People keep saying that he's like so corny and embarrassing, but I'm like, that's just his shtick. Like,
absolute favorite, Cordell. I would die for Cordell.
And like, don't like Serena because she's mean to my love Cordell.
Yeah, no one would be mean to Cordell. Cordell is the sweetest boy on there. He's so loyal to her.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I need to show
you guys.
Yeah,
have to I kind of want to try it. So good. And I've been a UK stan for years now. I've thought that it's so much better than USA. And even like at the beginning of the USA, I'm like, oh, here we go again. Like the girls are just so like overly, like over the top, just like very American, and like the accents are, you know, not as good and fun, but oh my god, this season is
so good.
USA.
Maddie actually prefers USA this year, and I do too. I will say it was a bad year of UK.
I agree,
so it made USA shine brighter, but I don't even think the USA people in there realize that, like, normally UK season is what's huge. I don't think they know that, like, they're a sensation. Mm-hmm. Everyone on TikTok's talking about it. Also, did you notice they've planted Casa Amor at 4th of July, baby? There's nothing more American than Casa Amor.
So good.
It's so good. Yeah.
Okay. So, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. I started Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand. I'm just not through with it yet. I'm just, again, it's enjoyable. I'm just not reading.
Yeah. I haven't even been reading my Bible. I'm behind there.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. Love Island, really.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, God, that you had to hear me talk so detailed about the show that comes on every day. And not that. I'm sorry.
I know.
You know when you do that thing, like, my Kindle died, and it's been like, oh, I just can't find your charger.
Yeah, you can't ever again. Fathom charging it.
Yeah.
Mine are quick.
Okay.
I finished A Court of Wings and Ruin. Not my favorite, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. Done. It was good. I gave it 3.5 stars.
Never, ever as war heavy as that book ever again.
Okay. So it's not.
Good.
Truly.
Once again, like to the last, like, 40%.
Yeah.
I'm a broken record saying that.
Wait, though, at the end of that, what happens?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. Is that where her dad... But him coming in on the boat is kind of crazy. No,
that is cool. Yeah. On those three ships, maybe.
Yeah. No, I did love that. That was good. There was a lot in this one
just
that I really
liked. Just
because
he's been such a terrible father, it's, like, nice to see him sacrifice.
Yes. So I did start A Court of Frost and Starlight.
Yeah.
I'm very...
Doesn't that not even feel like a book? It feels like a Wattpad story.
Yeah. I don't really know what's happening.
You just read it and just move on.
I've realized I'm doing audio on that right now, and I don't think I've been paying attention. So.
Yeah. It doesn't. You don't really have to.
Yeah. Honestly, I
just keep going.
Couldn't tell you much about it, so.
And then I did read This Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune, and I loved it.
Aww.
It
was so good.
Very,
huh?
Very good. Okay. I don't remember anything about it.
So. Come on, Bridget.
Oh, Bridget. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Oh, yes. Okay. It's coming back. It's great. It's very good.
I'm sad. I had it and then I lost it, so I'm having it again. But I want
to read it.
You
should read it. It was really cute.
Yeah. I think I talked about The Women, so I'm not going to go over that again. I finished A Court of Silver Flames. I did not understand at all, for like 38%, how people do it. And then you just... things happen and you just fly through it.
Nesta, she's such a powerful baddie. Woman
I'm excited to get to that one.
She's amazing.
Mainly
and then
because I need the spice.
I
know I'm getting it
on a silver platter.
Nothing could warn you. I'm definitely a Cassian stan as well.
You are the Cassian stan.
I know. I was offended like months ago because Maddie's like, I think you would like Cassian. And I was like, why? No. Because like the first three books, you like, don't care about the boys. You know?
I
didn't as much.
Especially but Asriel.
I know, but this.
You're so much an Asriel.
Yeah, I changed hardcore for that. So that was good. And then obviously Red Shark Heart. And then I started The Great Alone because I was in the mountains. And it, from the beginning, is so good. So I'm excited. I'm just going to continue reading that. It's big too, but her books are always big.
You're going to be,
I feel like I'm going to be shattered. Yeah. I'm just really scared, but it's good so far. Mm-hmm. So good.
Which one of you read the one with the mailbox on it? Okay. You loved it or no?
Yeah.
She can't.
I read it too.
Yeah.
That's the one that she gave.
No, that's not. No, that's she's, if he had been with me. But I did keep getting confused.
With the mailbox.
Yes.
I don't know what it's about.
But I did
like Miranda just read it. Miranda texted me. I was like, you have to read it. It's like the best sister book ever.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I loved it when I read it.
Okay.
It has a plot twist.
Okay.
An unexpected one that it needs to have. But
you know what I just found out that I'm going to read to get me out of my rut? Gillian Flynn has a book I've never read. It came out in 2015.
What's it called?
I don't remember. Okay. But it's not one of the three. Like, obviously, I've read the big three. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, maybe that'll do it. She's the best author on the planet. Yeah. So.
And our next one's a thriller, right? Did we decide?
Yeah, what are we reading?
Rita Riley Sager?
Oh, we can do either one. The Lucy Foley one or Riley Sager.
I've seen Lucy Foley's more.
I know, I kind of have to.
I feel like I keep being a hater. Never mind.
You don't want to do it?
A thriller in July?
I mean, we've just done so many romance, I feel
Guess.
I need something good and interesting.
Oh, it could be like our thing, like thriller in July, like Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Or we could read a holiday book.
No. That's right.
I draw want the line. Something.
Then read Shark Art.
like Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Me That's too.
Like a good freaking book.
Well, she doesn't have
what
one.
Is it?
No, I don't have one.
Yeah.
She needs to get
well,
to
this
work.
Summer will be different. I wish I would have, like, we should have maybe.
Sorry.
Read that one, but.
Intrusive Thoughts 1.
Because the other one's good too by our. What was it called? Sorry, this is annoying. You know.
Abby Minnis?
No, that one, and then there's one more. Summer Romance. That one was cute too.
Oh, by Nora. No.
Annabelle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I really want to read that.
It was cute.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like your classic. She kind of does older characters, you know? Yeah, like Second Chance and Love. Yeah.
Appreciate
it. So stunning.
Yeah. See, I feel like we just like are on our own doing those.
I know. You're right. Okay. We can do one of those thrillers.
I've heard about Midnight Feast. I have not heard about the Riley. How do you say it? Sager?
Sager, I think.
Sager.
I don't know.
Okay. But I always like his.
It always
shocks me.
If we're doing a thriller in July, then our October book better be a horror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready to get scared.
We need that one with the drawings. That's what I want.
Yeah.
When I wasn't on that podcast, I said that was my favorite book of our year, and you guys were like, "She's always a wild card." And we had read so many other ones. Like, I was just. Could not think of one to say. And I also really did love that one, apparently. But I just remember not being present. You guys were like, oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that was the podcast that we did from home.
Yeah, that was our Zoom
one. I was alone in a dark room, and we had that horrifying conversation. And then I was like, so scared.
That was so funny. Oh, man.
Maybe we should wear costumes for the Halloween one.
We should.
We gotta really make a whole thing of it. Have a little party. Yeah. You have some sourdough
cookies. That's actually so cute. Okay, well, either one is good with me.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
maybe we can
we'll let you guys know.
Yeah. If you have an opinion, let us know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's our episode. Read Shark Heart, everyone. It was great.
Yeah.
Do it. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.